So I am joined by University of Technology Sydney Science PhD student Anna Claire McDonald. Firstly, congratulations on winning the Science 3-Minute Thesis competition.
Thank you so much.
And I can't quite give you 3 minutes, but can you tell us what you're working on?
So I am working on edible plants and whether or not they suck up heavy metal contaminants from our gardens, our veggie patches.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And is it hard to kind of strip back that 80,000 word thesis to 3 minutes?
It certainly is pretty difficult. I have had to explain my thesis in 1 minute, and I found 3 minutes way more than three times as hard. I think because you have to go into so much detail, just enough detail to kind of get it right, but then not, you know, get bogged down.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a kind of like an in-between. Now, I wanted to ask you about the way you communicate your research with music and comedy. But I think to do that, I should give our listeners a bit of an example. So this is the song you created for your entry into the 2019 Visualize Your Thesis, which you did win. So I'm just going to give a little bit of a taster for our audience.
This isn't a heavy metal song, but it is a tale of metals gone into our home urban gardens. See, plants have a party trick they can do where they take contaminants up into their higher above ground tissues while our form of cleaning using nature.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much. I really love that. So what role do you think you can use humour and music to communicate your research, and are you considering a job writing science songs in the future?
Yeah, well, I think communicating research and science in particular, I like to think of it like, how would I like to receive this information? How can I make it fun and sort of a little bit catchy? I mean, a song is like an earworm, right? So that's why it's so cool to be writing songs about, you know, our lab and the research, because it kind of gets stuck in your head and it's easy to learn. And yes, I sort of, you know, after doing that last year and I've been gravitating towards 3-minute thesis and more science communication, I am considering doing science communication after my PhD.
Wow, that's all I wanted to hear. So how did you originally get into science and especially the topic of heavy metals and plants?
Yeah, well, this was kind of interesting. I did music and drama, you know, all through school, and I gravitated towards doing sketch comedy with the UTS Review Society in undergrad, but I was doing an environmental science degree. And in my undergrad, there was a subject we did called environmental remediation. And we got to do this prac where you plant a plant species in contaminated soil. The soil had petroleum hydrocarbons, so crude oil. And the plants, we monitor the plants over the course of a couple of weeks. And my sunflowers that I chose didn't die. They sucked up these contaminants. And I thought, whoa, this is so cool, you know, using nature to clean up some of the problems those pesky humans have left behind. And and that sort of got me talking to Dr. Megan Murray, who's now my supervisor, who ran the subject. And sort of fell into looking at heavy metals specifically because they're more common in our urban gardens. And I kind of was a bit interested what's in my backyard. So that's how I kind of got into heavy metals and plants.
That's so cool. And what an amazing thing that you could be able to like give someone a bunch of sunflowers and say, these sunflowers just like soaked up all the heavy metals, and here you go, thank you.
Absolutely. If anyone's growing sunflowers, you now have an added sort of gift. You could be remediating your own soils.
Just an extra sciencey gift. Now, before we do go, I wanted to ask you, for National Science Week, what's your advice to anyone thinking about getting into science, or with your experience with a 3-minute thesis, maybe considering starting their own PhD thesis?
I think my advice would be, you know, don't be worried if you are interested in other areas like music and drama. Think about how you can just pull your interests and passions together, because that makes something that's can be quite rich and fulfilling. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning.
Thanks, Marlene.